Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change while supplies last.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Your station for the best Ravens coverage.
Bringing the team to the fans.
It's news from the nest.
We're grateful for our media. We really are, most of the time.
With Vinny and Haney on 105.7 The Fan.
Sponsored by Window Nation. Right now from Window Nation, buy two windows, get two free, and pay nothing until 2027. Offer ending soon. Schedule your free estimate at 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
All right, slight change of plans here for News from the Nest, or at least for this third hour of the show. Bob is out. We're handling some recording for Baltimore Game Day Uncensored tomorrow. Cordell, not here, but I'm here, and yep. That's okay.
Oh, that's good.
Vinny reminding me here, it's actually a little preview of what the show is going to be next week. Bob's on vacation, and I'll be filling in for him. So yes. A little teaser, appetizer for you for next week.
And we're going to, you know what we're going to find out, Nolan? If, you know, you're 1-0.
All right.
After
putting the pressure on, huh?
Yeah, yes I am. Yes I am.
Hey, the quarterback just got hurt. I'm running on the field right now. I don't even know what play we're calling. But let's start here.
You got a good offensive line. Let me just say that.
All right, well, better than the Ravens, we hope. We'll start here with Lamar Jackson. And this sort of became a narrative a couple years ago. Florida kid, right, used to playing in warm weather, much more comfortable in warm weather. How does he fare when the conditions aren't as favorable, whether it's here in Baltimore or other AFC North cities? Vinny, you were telling me earlier, the weather tomorrow night does not look too appealing here in Baltimore. But here's Lamar on that whole narrative about cold weather.
It starts in practice, with the wind aspect, practice outside, get used to it, get accustomed to the wind, just throwing into it, throwing away from it, throwing with the wind sometimes, just try to put different trajectories on the ball. What I'm throwing, that's about it, because can't control the weather. At least I can't.
Yeah, and I think Nolan, like last year, Buffalo up there, he played well. I don't think the cold weather bothers him, and Harbs makes them practice outside, in that weather. I mean, I'm glad that they're not playing Sunday in Cleveland where it's going to be rain, snow, sleet, cold. Now, tomorrow night, yeah, it's going to be cold. It's going to be 32 with the wind chill, probably be like 29, but it's not going to be, that much wind. So I don't think, and it seems like he wears that white thing over his head and face no matter what the game is. So I don't think it's going to bother him at all. The problem is when it gets really cold, the ball gets slick and it's harder to throw, but it doesn't seem like he has a problem. And with wind, doesn't seem like too much of a problem because he's got the people that have problem throwing a ball in the wind are people that don't have a tight spiral. If you don't have a tight spiral, then the ball tends to sail and stuff. But I think he's been fine, and I don't expect it to be a problem, the weather tomorrow night. The only thing, Nolan, is your toe, your knee, your ankle, that stuff hurts a lot more in the cold than it does in the warm.
Right, yeah. I mean, no rain or snow in the forecast, so you're not worried about that. He mentioned that he seems to think the wind would be the only thing that would impact him. I'll be honest, though, I don't know how much time he's going to have to throw a deep ball, if that's even on the table for them. Maybe they take a shot or two, but it certainly hasn't been a routine part of their offense recently.
Yeah, and he hadn't been accurate on the deep ball. I mean, they had a couple of chances where Zay got, you know, PI, and then he overthrew D-Hop in the corner of the end zone, who was wide open. So, yeah, and the problem that Lamar's had with deep balls, at least in the past, and not as much this, he throws it too flat, you know, and you got to give your guys more of a chance. So I don't expect that he'll have problems. And with the rush, if they're just bringing forward, they should not have problems. But I don't see them bringing forward, just four, quite a bit. I think they're going to bring extra often.
Now, when the schedule makers created this game for prime time on Thanksgiving, they were thinking that we were going to get a repeat of last year.
Yeah.
Instant classics, shootout, back and forth, absolutely no defense to be found. And maybe that still ends up being the case. But Lamar, even on the winning side of things last year, is not forgetting how crazy those games were.
Back and forth. You know, it seems like every time we played them, we've been going back and forth. Great quarterback over there, you know. Great receiving core. So just looking forward to it again, you know. Hopefully it don't be going back and forth. Hopefully it's one side and then it's our side. So,
hey, Nolan, you know what? I hope it's back and forth. You know why? Then the Ravens' offense is working. That's the only positive about that, but I don't expect that. I don't expect it to be a real high-scoring game by both teams in this one.
Right. So, I mean, last year, and I don't remember exactly how those games panned out, where was it Cincy scoring first or the Ravens scoring first? I think in one of them, the Bengals
down.
They were up like 10-0, first one.
Yep.
Yeah, because that was still when we were saying, well, hey, can the Ravens actually come back from double digits? And they did. I think last year they had just much more rhythm, obviously on offense, much more confidence on offense, that if they did find themselves down a score, it was no problem. We're going to go right back out there and match it, and we'll get the lead at some point. I do have a fear in the back of my head that, say, Cincinnati comes out hot. They start with the ball. They march right down the field. And this Ravens defense is all of a sudden looking like the first 4 or 5 weeks of the year. Is the offense in their current state able to answer as quickly? That's just a minor fear.
Well, I would say no in that respect, Nolan. You know, and if that's the case, then that's going to be serious trouble for the Ravens. You know, because the Ravens offense has got... Here, the issue is we have terrible defense by the Bengals, and right now with the Ravens, their offense is terrible too. So, and then defensively, the Ravens defense is pretty good, and the Bengals offense, we'll find out without Higgins and, you know, how Burrow is and stuff, but you figured the offense would be, you know, fairly decent. So that's what the matchup's going to be. It's going to be, you know, a crappy offense by the Ravens against a crappy defense by the Bengals. So if the Ravens can score a bunch of points that way, then like your score, then it could be a blowout.
We'll get one more here before we break. Go to the defensive side of the things. Draymond Jones has been making an impact since he arrived at the trade deadline. And, well, this probably the best quarterback he's faced since being with the Ravens, that's for sure. Maybe one of the better quarterbacks he's faced all year. But Burrow is coming off an injury. Does that kind of change the game plan a little bit if you're Draymond Jones?
Joe Professional Joe's been one of the best for a while, so it doesn't matter that he didn't play a lot. It matters that how can we find ways to stop him. When he's back there, he's lethal, so we got to do our part.
And getting quick pressure is going to be good. And and we'll talk about their, you know, the offense at 12:45, but they're inside three guys. The center and the two guards are not great. So I can see Draymond Jones lining up over the guards or center and them getting some pressure, you know, on the inside. And Nolan, especially with, you know, a quarterback that's not, you know, 6'5", or like Flacco was or whatever, getting pressure up the middle could cause him some problems, because I want to see how he's going to move. If he's got to move laterally, you know, does that affect his toe or anything?
Yeah, I'm with you. I want to see if any early pressure, if he just folds.
Yeah.
You know, first game back, he's maybe a little skittish. Not necessarily the mobility, but as soon as he gets that pressure in his face, oh, I got to protect myself. I got to go down. I'm worried about getting hurt again. I think you get a pretty early indication of how comfortable or uncomfortable he is in tomorrow's game.
Yeah, Nolan, I'll be shocked if the Ravens, you know, they're not lining up like 8-9 guys up there. Some are coming, some are going, but they're bringing more than four most of the time. Or they're testing it to see if they can get there with four. Can they win on the outside, you know, against Mims and Orlando Brown Jr.? Can they do that? So little cat and mouse maybe early.
All right, well, we're going to talk to A.J. Gersh a little bit later this hour, but coming up next, it's buy or sell.
We'll still making some money, Nolan.
Good to hear. All right, all of that and more coming your way next, right?
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Here on The Fan.
Are you buying?
Great cash, homie.
Or selling?
I'm not going to buy into that crap.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan.
Brought to you by Window Nation. Right now, get 50% off all window styles from Window Nation. Plus, get 0% interest for 5 years. Don't miss out. This offer ends soon, so schedule your quote right now at windownation.com.
It's Vinny and Haney here on 105.7 The Fan. I'm Nolan McGraw, filling in for Bob Haney here, just in the short term, but the show rolls on. We got a little buy or sell here. It is feast week in college basketball, but things not so good right now for the Towson Tigers. Getting beat up by San Diego there in the Terry's, Jimmy's, whatever the hell chocolate festival it is. But we'll see if they turn it around. For now, though, we do no money. And Vinny, yes. How's that stock market looking?
Oh, it's feasting, Nolan. It's feasting. Go. The Dow's up 372. The S&P is up 53. NASDAQ's up 193. DraftKings up $1.14. And even Under Armour's up 13 cents to $4.43.
That's 2 days in a row.
Yes.
Somebody call the presses here. All right. We're starting in the NFL here today. The 49ers. Got it past the Panthers the other night, 17-9. A dreadful first-half performance, though, by Brock Purdy. His second game back from injury, it was one to forget. 3 interceptions, just 1 touchdown. So in 4 total starts this year, he's already racked up 7 interceptions. And last week's win over Arizona really his only clean performance of those 4 starts. Meanwhile, when he was out, Mac Jones was not just a game manager, he was even better at times. He threw 6 interceptions across 8 starts. Buy or sell, Vinny, the only way Purdy gets replaced again, though, is because of another injury. They stick with him.
Oh, no doubt. I'll buy that 1,000% because they pay, you know, he's making over $50 million. So, absolutely. They are not, they're not changing quarterbacks right now. And, you know, I mean, their O-line's kind of beat up. Their receiving group's beat up. But the throws that he made the other night, they were bad.
More quarterback news here. Baker Mayfield, he had that MRI earlier this week, and it revealed minimal damage in the left shoulder, which means that he does have a chance to get right back on the field this Sunday. Now, Tampa Bay, though, they are running out of wiggle room. They've lost three straight. To be fair to them, pretty light schedule in the weeks ahead. They'll face the Cardinals here this Sunday, Saints and Falcons to follow. Those are division matchups, so maybe a unique challenge there. By herself, Vinny, Mayfield can't afford to miss any time despite the Bucs' easier schedule.
Now, I'm going to buy that, Nolan. I think, and he's as tough as they come, man. I mean, he plays through anything. You know, you talk about taking a pain shot. He'd have no problem taking a pain shot to play, and it's his left shoulder. So just the problem that he's got, Nolan, is he's reckless. He'll take off, run, throw his body around. You know, he just needs to play more cautious in this game if he's playing.
So is this a situation where they kind of almost tie the arm so he can't move it at all? Like,
no, because he's got to be able to take the snap and stuff.
Oh, that's true, yeah.
You know, so no. It's all about pain management.
Gotcha.
And I don't know. I'm trying to think one of our quarterbacks ever got a Tordal shot. You know, maybe he does. I'm not sure if they did it with quarterbacks.
Even more quarterback news here, and another banged up guy, the Commanders. We know they're in free fall right now, six straight losses, but things have looked even more bleak without Jaden Daniels. Remember when he got hurt in that Seahawks game a few weeks back, at the time assumed to be a season ending dislocation in his non-throwing arm because that thing was bent every direction, but the correct direction. As ugly as it looked, he can actually return to the practice field this week. They are still taking the cautious approach, kind of shot down any hopes of him playing Sunday, but the fact that he's able to be back on the practice field, we didn't even think that would happen. The reality is they're 3-8, pretty much zero chance of making the playoffs. Buy or sell, Vinny, healthy or not, Daniels shouldn't play another snap this season.
I'm gonna sell it. If he's healthy, he probably needs, he'll want to play some too, but I would not play him this week against Denver's defense, who leads the league in sacks. You know, he's not ready for that yet, especially with that offensive line.
Right, yeah, and I mean, that was, go back to that injury, a lot of discussion at the time. Should he have even been in that game at the time? It was a blowout, yeah. Trying to cash one in and then score late, maybe cut into the deficit. But like I said, that arm was, yeesh.
Yeah, and the thing about it is, if he does come back, you know, do you have him... Don't call as many running plays for him to run. You know, just work on the stuff. You know, you're going to be sitting 3-9, so it doesn't really matter. So work on the things that you're trying to improve upon with him.
And real quick here, a little Orioles thought, because I don't know when the next time we're going to get a chance to talk about this, but infield additions are really not a priority at all for the Orioles right now, but they moved on from Jorge Mateo, so they could use a utility man. A familiar face has become available as well. Remember Ramon Arias. He was traded at the deadline to the Astros, but they non-tendered him, only appeared in 35 games for them after being traded. Usually reunions, it's not something the Orioles do, especially under Mike Elias. But them bringing back Andrew Kittredge earlier in the offseason, that actually got me thinking a little bit. Arias, they need the utility man. He can play all four infield spots. Vinny, buy or sell, the Orioles bringing back Arias makes sense.
I think it does. You know, although the only thing that would change, you know, new manager. Does a new man, you know, if it was like Hyder or something like that, I think it makes sense to bring back a familiar face. And correct me if I'm wrong, Nolan, he was hitting the ball pretty well when they traded him, correct?
Right, and that's one of the things I like about him is not just the defensive capabilities, but, you know, he doesn't need to play every day to be hot,
right?
You know, at the plate. You know, he can come in, whether it's a pinch-hitting situation or if he plays once or twice a week, and really has a knack of delivering timely hits. I mean, he's not a big power guy, but it feels like when he does hit his home runs, they really matter. They're not just in lopsided victories or defeats. They're at key opportune times. I'd be in favor of bringing him back. He's just 31 years old. You know, he fits in with the clubhouse. Yeah. To me, it makes perfect sense.
And you know what? The other thing is they have a lot more things to worry about. Get that handled, because pitching.
Right. Can't wait any longer for that. I'm already getting impatient in that area. We're not even at tomorrow's Thanksgiving, but we got a ways to go. All right, coming up next, AJ Gersh, Fox 45, he's going to join us to preview tomorrow night's Ravens versus Bengals game. Get his thoughts on the O-line. Is this the week that maybe we finally see a little shuffling there? I don't know. We'll get into it with him next right here on the...
Black Friday? More like Black Fri-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Man, AJ Gersh is going to join us here to talk a little Ravens. AJ, what's going on, my friend?
Happy Vinny and Nolan Wednesday, huh?
Oh, it's got a nice ring to it. Yeah.
Yep.
I don't want to get ahead of myself here, but yeah. No, we'll make do for now.
And an all next week, too, AJ. Bob will be out for the week.
Oh man, there we go. We got to get back on next week and make it two in a row here.
All right. Yeah. Well, we'll start with the task at hand here tomorrow night. Ravens hosting the Bengals, big matchup. We were just talking a couple segments ago that when the schedule makers made this, they probably anticipated a much more thrilling matchup on paper. But at least Joe Burrow's back in time. Could still be a shootout like they had in both games last year. But O-line has been a huge talking point for weeks at this point. Harbaugh very reluctant to make change, although earlier this week did drop a hint that they could rotate Emory Jones Jr. in there. Do you see that as a reality on a short week, though?
You know, I do. Harbaugh has been kind of alluding to the fact that Emory Jones Jr. has been ramping up and getting ready towards working his way into the rotation now since he has been on the list to return from the IR. And now that he's fully healthy, he's had some time, basically the equivalent amount of time that rookies do over the summer to learn the playbook and to learn the movements on the O-line. He's had that same amount of time since coming back. So, yeah, I think it's a reality. Where he'll fit in, I think probably it'll be around the left guard spot rather than the right guard, if I were to guess. But that's all it is a guess.
AJ, I can't ever remember talking for 13 straight weeks about the offensive line. And, you know, we were talking yesterday, AJ, when you look at this offense, who on the offense, because most of them were here last year, who's playing better than they did last year?
You know, I don't think that there's one single guy on the offense that's playing better than they did last year. You can't really even make a case for any running back, any wide receiver,
Flowers,
anyone on the
maybe.
Line.
Flowers maybe is good, but probably not.
Yeah, but, you know, Flowers has one touchdown this year. And it seems like every time he touches the ball, he tends to try to wiggle his way around to get forward progress, but ends up losing yards. So until he figures out how to turn that into the opposite direction and find the end zone, I'm not ready to say Flowers has improved, although, you know, he's had the receiving yards this season, certainly. But no, I think there hasn't been one single guy who's taken a step up. I think Ronnie Stanley has stepped up in the absence of great play from other guys on the offensive line, but I'm not ready to say that he's better than he was last year.
We're previewing Ravens versus Bengals with Fox 45's A.J. Gersh. And A.J., this Bengals offense, certainly the biggest threat that the Ravens defense has faced in a long time. We give the defense credit for turning things around, but you look at some of the opposing quarterbacks they've done it against here in this stretch, really nothing special. Joe Burrow, banged up or not, he is special, and he has torched the Ravens throughout his career, especially last year. The connection with Ja'Marr Chase has been off the charts. I mean, over 450 yards across two games for him, five touchdowns. I mean, it's pretty, we got to do better than that this time around, I would hope, but I mean, are we double covering this guy? Is it pick your poison with this offense? Are you just hope to slow him down and contain him because there's no way to stop him?
Right. I think that that's the key, Nolan, is containment. As far as we're talking Ja'Marr Chase, and John Harbaugh mentioned how explosive Chase Brown can be. But with Joe Burrow back there, it really can offer a problem for a Ravens defense that's surged here since they traded for Elohi Gilman, since they brought in Draymond Jones. They've shown that they've really flipped a coin and been a 180 flip, different than they were when they were 1-5 this season. The Ravens have revolutionized what's become a really intriguing three safety setup with Malachi Starks, Elohi Gilman, and Kyle Hamilton kind of playing that Sam role or a nickel or even at times a full edge rush role. But the thing is, Kyle Hamilton has been banged up. Really, going back the last couple of weeks, he was had a groin injury, then he had a shoulder injury, and now he has an ankle injury that kept him out of the a good chunk of the fourth quarter of the game against the Jets. He was back at practice yesterday, but just in a limited fashion. So I am worried that without Kyle Hamilton out there, if he is unable to go, then it could be trouble for the Ravens defense. Because the only game that Kyle Hamilton missed this season, I think everyone remembers the game against Houston where the Ravens defense was trotting out Reuben Lowry at safety, and they got absolutely torched that game. So I'm hoping that he's able to play, because if not, it's going to be a lot tougher with Joe Burrow as quarterback.
Now, AJ, you know what? I mean, I love having Kyle Dowd in there, but, you know, he's 6'4", whatever, and he's lean. You know, so his body takes a lot of punishment down there amongst those 300-pounders. That's the only issue, you know, with him being down inside is health.
It is, and we're seeing that. Kyle Hamilton even joked this week saying that, you know, maybe next season they'll come in weighing 250 and they'll have to play him at edge rush. So, you know, this guy is so versatile, and he can literally play any position on defense. He's even said he wants to take snaps at wide receiver, and I bet he would be a wide receiver one if he did that. But, you know, the thing with Kyle Hamilton is he is getting hurt playing all these snaps at the edge, and he's a tough guy, I will say. He is one of the toughest football players that I have seen with my own eyes. He could shake off an injury that looks like he should be out for the rest of the game and then come back in the next series or even later in the same series and be as effective, if not making plays that are more effective than he was prior to that injury. So am I worried about overall durability? Maybe a little bit. But then you got to remember, Kyle Hamilton's a unicorn. So really, I mean, he's proven everyone that he could do anything and at a high level.
He's A.J. Gersh from Fox 45. Just one more for you here, A.J., before we let you go. Ravens trying to create a little more separation in the AFC North standings. They are on top for now, but the Steelers, they host the Bills on Sunday. Could we be looking at a little more breathing room here come Monday morning?
Well, the Bills and the Steelers have had pretty mirrored seasons so far in that they started off really hot. They've lost some games that they definitely weren't expected to. And you really don't know what you're going to get any given Sunday, right? That's what they say in the NFL. And the Bills and the Steelers have both proven it. Now, do I expect the Steelers to win this game? I don't think so. I think the Bills are probably going to come out hungry after losing a bad one and win handily in Pittsburgh. But then again, we're talking about Pittsburgh, and we're talking about a home game in Pittsburgh. And the Steelers don't lose many, and they tend to step up to the occasion and rise to the level of their opponents, especially when they're playing at home. So, I mean, of course, the Ravens have to get it done first, and that, I think, is going to be a little bit more of a challenge than some may expect. But I think if the Ravens get it done, I think the Bills get it done, too.
Always a great time when we talk to A.J. Gersh from Fox 45. A.J., before you head out here, let the people know where they can follow you on social media.
Yeah, at A.J. Gersh TV on all platforms. You can catch Sports Unlimited later tonight. We're previewing the game. Appreciate you guys.
Yeah, have a good Thanksgiving, man. We'll
see
you.
Happy Thanksgiving, A.J.
You too. Happy Thanksgiving, fellas. Yep. Talk to you soon.
You got it.
All right, there he goes. Coming up next, got one more segment here before Bob comes back and kicks me out of here. But Vinny's going to break down some more film. This time we're talking about that Bengals offense. How good is it? How big of a threat is Joe Burrow and his game back, Ja'Marr Chase? We talked about him. All of that insight coming your way next.
Breaking down every last second of game tape for Sunday's matchup. Enter Vinny's Film Room.
It's Vinny and Haney here on 105.7 The Fan. About an hour ago, Vinny did a full breakdown of the Bengals defense, as bad as advertised. Yeah, just watching them on TV, you get a pretty good sense of how bad they are. But how about that Bengals offense here? A little bit different than what we've seen the past few weeks because there's been a quarterback change, Vinny.
With Joe Flacco not there, Joe was always good for an interception, you know. But this offense right now, and Burrow's only played a game and a half. They're ranked 23rd, 30th with rushing. They average 84 yards rushing. And I think a big reason for that, they've got similar issue as the Ravens do. Let's kind of break down their offensive line a little bit. Orlando Brown Jr., I've never been a fan. Mm-hmm. You know, he's a big body. He was here with the Ravens. You know, then he left, went to Kansas City, and now he's at Cincinnati playing left tackle. He left the Ravens because they want him to play right tackle, and he thinks he's a left tackle. How's he playing? How will the Ravens attack him? I think the biggest thing to do with him is a guy like Mike Green, I think, will do well against him. Draymond Jones, do well against him. Why? Because Orlando Brown Jr. has a clock in his head, and he decides when it stops. And he does not, you know, give a ton of effort. Like, if you try to beat him outside, spin back inside, best way to kind of attack him, or if you're the effort guy and somebody else chases him, he's not going to be around. He'll let you go. So does he come off in a run game? Yeah, but he stops. He'll come off, make initial contact, then stop. Does he get to the second level? No. So can take advantage of Orlando Brown. Now, there are three inside guys, Nolan. Dylan Fairchild's a third-round pick this year, number 63. The center is Ted Karras, 64. And then the right guard was number 66, Dalton Risner. They don't knock people off the ball. And I think those are the three weakest parts of the offensive line. So Jenkins and Travis Jones should be able to stack at the point of the line and make it tough for them to run up inside, I would think. You know, I don't see how they knocked him off the ball. And if they're not knocking him off the ball, they can't get up to the second level, which allows Buchanan and Roquan to run free, which is probably one of the biggest reasons why they're averaging 84 yards rushing, because Chase Brown's a good back. The right tackle, Amarius Mims, first-round pick last year out of Tennessee. He was young and raw. He's better, but he's not a nasty knock-you-off-the-ball guy either. He's got extremely long arms, just like Orlando Brown does rushing. So you got to get him to move laterally. Don't just try to bull rush. Make him move a little bit. And I think a guy like Van Noy can do that. So is the offensive line good? No. Are they better run blockers? The inside guys, not really. You know, are they better pass blockers, the inside guys? No, not really. I think they're going to be able to take advantage. I think the Ravens are going to blitz. I think they're going to stunt because they've been real successful lately, stunting and twisting and creating pressure. I think they'll do that. But because I'm anticipating Joe Burrow getting rid of the ball quickly, Travis Jones and Jenkins coming up inside quickly and pushing those guys back and getting their hands up, I can see that being effective. I can see Draymond Jones lining up over their guards in passing situations and being able to win that way too. So I'm not in love with the offensive line. Now, like I was talking about Chase Brown. Chase Brown's a talented running back. He's averaging 4.3. And as a receiver, you know, he's got 41 receptions. He's got 259 yak yards. So stopping him, that was one of the keys to keep him under 60 yards. But a talented back. And then Samaje Perine, he'll come in too and run it. But he's only got 32 touches where Chase Brown has 145. So he'll come in, Perine will come in and give a break every now and then. That's about it because he's got seven receptions. So it is all Chase Brown. Now, the receivers, I mean, Jamar Chase, he is what he is. He's a spectacular receiver, and he can run after the catch. He's got 421 yak yards. He's got 117 targets, and he'll probably get 10
like
to 15.
That's like half his yardage.
Yeah, no doubt. No, he's phenomenal after the catch, and we've seen that. We've seen that. So what you got to do is tackle him. And I'd have no problem if they double him, you know, play man under two deep, something like that, to take him away because Higgins is out with concussion. He will not be playing. And how do you pronounce Lavulis? Is it Lavulis?
Oshivash?
Oshivash? Right. Andre Oshivash. And he's a good – I like him. I mean, he's a good player. He's got 23 catches, averaging 13.8. But he's not a big yak guy. He's got 75 yak yards. And Charlie Jones, you know, number 15, he'll probably play some. He's got some speed. They'll throw deep to him. Tight end-wise, Mike Gesicki is a receiver. He is not a blocker. If he's lined up over you, you won't, you're going to win because he is a tight end playing wide receiver. He's got good hands. Not that sudden in and out of breaks. And he's been hurt a little bit. Noah Fant's been in, and Noah's got 31 receptions, averaging 8 yards on 35 targets. So he's a guy that the other quarterbacks have liked to throw it to. And I'm not sure if Burrow is more comfortable with Gesicki, with Fant. You know, so overall, offensively, I'm not crazy about the O-line. Joe Burrow, we know about Joe Burrow, but got to hit him early and you got to hit him often. I think the ball's going to come out quick. How accurate is he going to be? If Jamar Chase has under 10 targets, the Ravens are going to win probably rather easily because that means he's not going to be that heavily involved. I don't know that anybody else of the receivers can line up and beat you.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing. So
right. The
got to win the Nolan, both sides of the ball, win the trenches. Win the trenches. If you win the trenches on both sides of the ball, could be a blowout.
And I was going to bring up that target aspect for Jamar Chase because obviously with T. Higgins out and the connection that him and Burrow have had really their entire careers, that almost he's going to get force-fed. And I was saying, well, could he have like a season high in targets? But then I remembered that game against Pittsburgh with Flacco. He was force-fed 23 targets in that. Yeah. So no way they're going over that. But maybe 13, 15?
Yeah.
I think that's doable.
Well, the last time they played the Ravens. Now, the first time they played the Ravens last year, Nolan, T. Higgins was out. And I think he had 17 targets in that game.
Mm-hmm.
Or he had 17 targets in the second game. One or
second
the other.
One. Yeah.
Yeah. So I know 17 was the max that he had against the Ravens. But I like the Ravens' defensive personnel against their offensive personnel.
Yeah, and to go back to that yak ability real quick, looking at the stats for Jamar Chase last year, I mean, it's just absurd, really, what he was doing. The first game, 10 receptions on 12 targets, 193 in the yardage, two touchdowns, longest in that one, 70 yards, so there's your yak.
Wasn't that a slant route? They missed tackles or something?
That's the thing. It's like it's never a crazy deep bomb. I mean,
no. Occasionally,
but it's really all Chase with his legs. Second game, 11 receptions on 17 targets, 264 yards, three touchdowns, and again, longest reception, 70 yards.
And one Higgins had like 10 mm-hmm. or 12 targets in that one too.
Right.
So, you know, who's getting those targets is it's going to be interesting. And I'm telling you, you know, I mean, I don't think they'll put a guy, you know, I don't think like Wiggins will line up with him all the time because he'll line up all over the field. I would love for them to have a guy line up on him all the time and jam him at the line just to disrupt rhythm, especially if I'm blitzing and stuff, you know, because Burrow wants to throw a timing route to him. And if you disrupt that, that gives the defensive line more time to get to the quarterback.
Well, that's going to do it for hour number three here. Vinny, you're out to go record for tomorrow.
Yep.
If I don't see you before you head out, happy Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah. Nolan, we're going to have a good Thanksgiving. You know, I mean, tonight we got my in-laws are in. All my kids are here. So Becky's twin is here. So there's five of them. And tonight we got an awesome deal. We got a private chef coming, which we've had Krista Bruno, who's awesome. We just have a bunch of appetizers, you know, while the girls, you know, are prepping for tomorrow. We'll have turkey, ham, all that, watch football all day long. It's gonna be fun.
Turkey and ham.
I got a honey baked ham. You know, because
it used to be our bonus.
One of my nephews, Nolan, doesn't like turkey, so we got to get some ham.
There's always one. There's always one in the family.
There is. Now, whereas like Charlie will eat all of everything, and then some.
Right. All right. Well, like I said, that's going to do it for us. Vinny, safe travels wherever you're heading. We'll catch up with you on Monday.
I'm heading home. All right. Where I'm heading.
Hey, safe travels no matter what. It's crazy.
All right, Nolan, you have a good one too, and we will be together next week, the whole week.
Yes, sir. Can't wait. We'll see you then.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.